Hello again, this is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is understanding the interaction of hormones. The failure to understand that hormones interact is perhaps the biggest reason why so many women and physicians fail to understand the critical necessity to treat menopause. And it's also the main reason why, when menopause is treated, it's often treated incorrectly. As I've explained previously, hormones are chemical communicators that tell the cells of the body what to do. Hormones are what regulate metabolism, your body's ability to rebuild each day, what you use up each day to keep you healthy, to keep you from breaking down and contracting degenerative diseases. So hormones are absolutely central to your health. In fact, they are the key. If your hormone systems are not functioning correctly, your health is automatically and immediately compromised. So what regulates your hormones? Well, fundamentally, it's nutrition and lifestyle habits like stress, sleep, chemical ingestion, and exercise. But the other thing that regulates your hormones are, you guessed it, your hormones. All of the hormone systems of the body interact. Nothing happens in a vacuum. Your endocrine system, that is, your body's hormone systems, constantly communicate and react to each other. So when certain hormones are missing or low, the body will produce higher or lower amounts of other hormones to try to compensate for that absence. Or, when you're producing high levels of certain hormones in response, the body will produce more or less of other hormones to counteract them. It tries to keep a few things in balance. Also, hormones help each other do their jobs. In the case of menopause, for instance, your body is no longer producing any meaningful levels of estradiol. Well, insulin needs estradiol to be optimally effective. So in the absence of estradiol to get the required insulin effect, your body has to produce higher levels of insulin, which leads to a condition called insulin resistance, which, by the way, is one of the causes of degenerative disease. Hormones also counter the effect of other hormones. So for instance, progesterone counters the effect of estradiol. That means it reduces estradiol's effect. So taking too much progesterone means that to get the desired estradiol effect, you have to take excessive amounts of estradiol. And the same holds true for testosterone. Testosterone also counters the effect of estradiol. So if you're taking testosterone unnecessarily, you have to take higher amounts of estradiol to get the desired estrogen effect. Of course, since all hormones interact, taking excessive dosages of any hormone is not the answer. It disturbs the natural balance and rhythm of the other hormone systems, which causes a continued rippling of cause and effect. Again, when it comes to hormones, nothing happens in a vacuum. And this is why I always say you can't just fill up the hormone tank when a hormone is missing or deficient. It has to be done correctly, with sensitivity to the effect the supplemental hormones have on all of the other hormone systems of the body as well. To put this all in perspective, what I said earlier is that the failure to understand the interaction of hormones is perhaps the biggest reason why so many women and physicians fail to understand the critical necessity to treat menopause. The point is, while the body needs estradiol and progesterone in and of itself to stay healthy, all of the other hormone systems require estradiol and progesterone to function optimally. Remember my insulin example. Insulin needs estradiol to do its job effectively. At the beginning, I also said that the failure to appreciate the interrelationship of all hormone systems is the main reason why menopause is typically treated incorrectly. So we're back to, you can't just fill the tank. You can't give a woman huge dosages of progesterone because she's taken it orally, or have her use creams that deliver a bolus effect and not have an impact on all of the other hormone systems of the body. Go back and listen again to Menopause Minutes 9 about oral administration, and also revisit Menopause Minutes 10 on topical administration. When it comes to hormones, the watchword is balance. And balance requires attention to the fact that nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything you do has a ripple effect. And that's why just taking bioidentical hormones is not enough. You have to follow the 5 rules for hormone balancing therapy. The first 3 being, only replace the hormones that are missing, take bioidentical hormones in the lowest amounts needed to reestablish hormone balance, and take them in a bioequivalent manner. Well, that's it for now. Next time I'm going to do a recap of all the things we've already discussed that relate to taking bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. Until then, be good to yourself.
Thank you.